Welcome to Entrepreneur the Playbook. This is David Meltzer, and I am blessed to have Amanda Ortega here. She's the founder and CEO at Beyond Bottle Shop. Welcome to the Playbook, Amanda.
Thank you, David. I'm excited to be here and talk about the non-alcoholic movement.
It's a big movement. And what I love about your story is that you started in a small boutique in a remote area of Ohio, if I remember correctly, and having a bigger vision and a desire that you must be what you can be has led you to use the skills and knowledge that you brought into the business to create a bigger and more, robust business to your region. Give me an idea of your background in hospitality and your expertise as a sommelier and how that was applicable to building the boutique, but also figuring out this bigger picture for yourself.
Yeah, my background is in hospitality. My husband is a career chef. We started out in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, like nice restaurants. That was kind of a big part of our life. Pre-kids, BC, as they say. So then we moved to Ohio, where I'm from. You're from here too, right?
That's right. OH.
Yeah. So moved back to be around family. And it's definitely different in the Midwest than the West Coast. I'm sure the East Coast too. But there's definitely a lag in trends and food and fashion, all of those things. So even the things we were used to being a part of in bigger city, Phoenix, more Western, there was definitely a gap here. And eventually that led me to start a boutique wine shop, which is kind of how I started my entrepreneurial journey, other than helping my husband had a food truck for 10 years also off and on in between hotel jobs and executive chef jobs. So that was kind of the start of our connection to food in our local area and restaurants. And but I really enjoyed learning about wines and specifically natural wines and how you can be intentional about what you're drinking, even though at that time for me, it was still alcohol. But learning kind of the story behind wines and who's making them, how they're making them, why, how you can make better choices. And so that was a really fun experience. I really learned a lot, but I was definitely ahead of the curve in my area. And over the last few years, I've transitioned away from working in wine to working in the non-alcoholic sector of the beverage industry. And a lot of that was due to my own personal needs and experience of being in the hospitality industry. There's a lot of alcohol all the time for most situations. So it's fun, but 40s really make you view things differently. So at least for me, that's when it was. So just making the choice to look for other alternatives away from alcohol for my husband and I, and finding that there really weren't a lot available. Like, they were being made and they were out there, but they weren't available where we are in Central Ohio. And there was just that same gap that I had found in just food and beverage in general when we first moved to the Midwest. So I am on a quest to bring those things to the Midwest, make them accessible. They're out there. I just want to bring them into the middle here. So,
and there's two sides of it. One is bringing it into the middle, which I think is the less skilled part of what you do. Coming from someone who really created an experience in not only including the potential benefits, but the experience and the flavors and the presentation, whether you're on West Coast or East Coast, you would be a superior drink and alternative. And it was really coming from someone that cut back in his heavy drinking from being in the sports and entertainment world, having alcohol around me every single night of my business career. It was really refreshing to see that not only could I have a drink that looked better than people's alcohol drinks, but tasted better. But it also has potential benefits that, you right. know, alcohol that interferes with your clarity, balance, focus, energy, mood. You actually have drinks that can provide an additional benefit.
That's right. And that's definitely the way it's going, is with the functional beverages. So functional mocktails is one of the terms that I use a lot in my business. So it is that pretty drink with the maybe the fruit wheel, or just it looks like the cocktail. It's in the glass, but instead of alcohol, hangovers, headaches, you might be getting benefits of mood boosting or energizing or relaxing from herbs and functional mushrooms, botanicals. Adaptogens is another one of the words that for things that herbs or mushrooms that help your body deal with stress and rebalance. So that's just the really great thing about it, is you can be in a social situation or at home or wherever it is and have this great alternative that looks and tastes amazing, but is helping your body instead of hurting it, basically. And what I would like to see happen more and more is that there are those situations where we can do the same things that maybe that I learned about being a sommelier, where you're pairing things, you're creating experiences around these drinks, like we've done with alcohol for so long. I mean, a couple years ago, we couldn't do yoga without alcohol. So I think that's going a little bit the other way, but our culture really peaked around alcohol in the last 5 to 10 years, I think, and now is on a decline where it's the lowest drinking in decades. I mean, maybe ever, is some statistics I've seen of just alcohol peaked and now it's just like rapidly declining, which is so crazy. Being in the industries like you're saying, and the hospitality industry, where it's just everywhere. But if you're in that, if you're anywhere and you don't want to drink, whether you're at a corporate event or a venue listening to music, or, you know, there's just the options haven't caught up. A lot of those places don't offer the kind of drinks we're talking about right now. So that's kind of something I want to see change, where they're just everywhere. So there's so much opportunity as a business to go in every and any direction with plugging in connection to the non-alcoholic movement and the functional beverages.
In that landscape, you've talked about, you know, your intention, which is obvious. You talked about the innovations, which I've experienced at the highest level, of utilizing adaptogens to utilize different benefits of non-alcoholic beverages and reshaping those as they went with flavor experience and those benefits. But one of the issues you touched on, what was really intriguing to me as an investor, is how society has a problem with inclusivity when it comes to alcohol. There's so many weird nuances of people, you know, it's the only drug that people make you feel bad for not taking or partaking in. It is so many different things. How do non-alcoholic beverages, functional beverages, help with inclusivity?
Well, I think the fact that we can make them look and taste on the same level, or like you said, even better in some cases than what other people are drinking, creates that intrigue, that curiosity. And that's really where it starts, is being curious about what are these other options? What is he drinking? He doesn't drink. What's in his hand? You know, and then you get to talk about, hey, this makes me feel great. I'm not going to be hungover tomorrow. It's a Thursday night and we're at a happy hour or chamber event, or, you know, it's, and everybody's drinking. That's giving you the edge. So I think that's something that's not talked about a lot also in the business world or entrepreneurship, or just in general, that alcohol is, if we're being honest with ourselves, alcohol is holding people back, right? It's, we get through, we deal with it, we make it, we glorify it or glamorize it. But really, the people that are choosing these functional adaptogenic beverages are, like I said, helping, not hurting. So in the long run, or the short run, even now, I think that's where we're going to start seeing advantages in lifestyle, in business, where people are choosing these alternatives. And that really, I think, will spark that inclusivity of, event planners or people that are organizing these events or owning these bars, or, you know, it's like connecting them to this outlook of that we can be feeling better. And it's not uncool, right, to be not drinking alcohol. That's something I've heard a lot is, if you say you don't drink, people are like, well, why? You know, and it's, right, is it be,
something wrong with you?
Really, it's because they're, we all kind of know maybe that we overdo limits or we're not drinking in moderation. So if somebody says they quit or they're being moderate, it makes us look internally and we get defensive. So I was doing that even just a few years ago. Like, why don't you drink? You know, because I'm drinking, you know, so it's kind of that self-reflection. So, but one good line that, that I saw somewhere is, well, I went pro and I retired early. Like, why you're not drinking anymore? Yeah. So I feel like that works for a lot of us. Group.
I definitely went pro early and retired early, but, you know, there's something called dry January, which shows you the trend of where we're going is that, you know, although there are different alternatives to enjoy yourself and to loosen up, and we all know those different alternatives, we still like to have something to drink, even if we're utilizing other mechanisms to relax, ones that are more healthy, like adaptogens and some other CBD or other things that are available now that weren't before. Do you see a trend with non-alcoholic options for dry January as building momentum for the rest of the year?
Definitely. I know for me, dry January was definitely the kickoff to that. And I've heard that so many times that people started with a dry January. It's the time where it's okay to not be drinking, right? Even if we are in those higher pressure social situations or in those groups that people are like, okay, you're taking a break. We respect that, you know, do your thing. And then people realize how much better they're feeling. And then it just sticks. And after a while, at some point, I think for most people, you lose that draw to alcohol. I never thought it would happen, but I can definitely say it has for me, where it just doesn't sound good. And the effects or it's just knowing what the other alternatives are is really encouraging. And I think it is about the ritual. We've used alcohol to create rituals around so many different times of day, events, brunches. I mean, you name it, we include alcohol and create an experience. So it is about replacing, keeping the ritual and maybe replacing the content. So whether that's mushroom, you know, some mushroom coffee is very popular. So that's something people switch out to help maybe with focus or energy in a more balanced way. And that's kind of where people become aware of the adaptogens. And so it's that similar kind of thing. You still want something hot to drink in the morning that you feel like is giving you a boost. And it is, it's just not caffeine that maybe makes you jittery but that ritual is so ingrained in our culture and in our lives, just like maybe a nightcap is, or a beer with chicken wings, or, you know, just those drinks with friends or at events. So the more we can provide alternatives at these places, then the less anyone's having to feel awkward or not feel included. And I think it'll happen. And it's just the very beginning of really people realizing what's out there. So creating opportunities like events and where people can taste things. In my shop, you can taste things before you buy them, or I do tasting events, or anybody can host an event with friends where you can taste things. And I think it's really just realizing what it is and that it's not juice or syrupy stuff. Like our original kind of our past views of mocktails have been not that exciting.
Yeah, but I will tell you what you're doing is extremely exciting. And across the board with the Titans on GoFundYourself, we were blown away, no pun intended. And that education process will take time, but it presents an opportunity for people when we're looking at something that's stable, that's doing well, that we think will do well in the future. And there's no doubt that people will continue to drink. And when you can get rid of the interference that alcohol causes, but even better, add benefits to sleeping better, being calm, being higher energy. It was one thing when I quit drinking to say, wow, I thought I was at 100%. I used to tell people I'm cursed and blessed that I don't get hungover, until I got sober and realized, wait a second, I may have been more hungover than I realized, and my performance was lower. And now, added to the benefits of increasing my performance and emotional intelligence, clarity, strategy, all the things that provides in these functional drinks, these non-alcoholic drinks. Now, you're presented with an opportunity to grow. Where can people find you to invest in you, to learn more? Because it is a learning process, and there's so many benefits of being a part of it.
Well, my business is Beyond Bottle Shop. My website is beyondbottleshop.com. All my social links are Beyond Bottle Shop, so I'm very easy to find. And I do have a page that it will just that has different ways of how you can get involved in the movement, whether that's investing in some of the bigger ideas of ways to grow Beyond Bottle Shop. One idea I have is the functional beverage vending machines. So I think that's kind of something I'm looking into next, where it's going to put those drinks out there to the people who are looking them in certain situations. So some cool ideas like that. And yeah, so find me online at Beyond Bottle Shop, and you can keep an eye on the movement as a whole and my role in it here in the Midwest and beyond.
She's leading the way around the country. Yeah. Well, thank you. Leading the way around the country, including Ohio, the best state, at least for football and non-alcoholic drinks. Amanda Ortega, founder and CEO at Beyond Bottle Shop. It is a pleasure and an honor. I can't wait to see what you do next. Everybody, join her at Beyond Bottle Shop. Easy to find. Many options and opportunities in this space, led by Amanda Ortega. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.